I am here with Craig Laurie of RWS Entertainment Group. Craig is the Vice President, Artistic Director for the RWS organization. Why don't you give us a little background about you?
Sure. I was born and raised in New York City. I grew up as a classical pianist and then actually decided to also take up the oboe, where I studied for quite a bit all through my teenage years. I ended up going to the Fame School, if you will, which is actually across the street from Lincoln Center, so LaGuardia, which is the High School of the Performing Arts, where I really studied classical music quite intensely and played in the orchestras and such before switching gears and going into acting. I then went to college where I majored in theater and then had a whole career as an actor doing the whole Broadway scene, regional theaters, tours, commercials, all of that. And then after a certain period of time where I felt like I had reached a nice amount of success and was looking for what's next, I was asked to help develop a new chamber music experience with Lincoln Center for Holland America Line. And that is what brings me to today.
So it seems RWS is New York's entertainment factory that touches every corner of the world.
RWS, we do produce entertainment for a myriad of corporations and venues around the world. So we do have a very far reach. In regards to the musicians and other performers that we contract and hire, we do worldwide audition tours, truly all around the world, from New York City to Sydney, Australia, and everywhere in between. And we always look for such a wide array of talent because many of our productions are not just musician-based or dancer-based. It could be that we're seeking actors or specialty dancers or so many different things, really, with the amount of projects that we have. With the musicians, and specifically with Lincoln Center Stage on Holland America Line, we have partnerships with many of the conservatories and orchestras around the world where we will specifically either hold auditions or seek out musicians from those specific organizations and such. For the Lincoln Center Stage program, we usually target everywhere from Juilliard to the Thornton School to Guildhall to Hans Eisler, New World Symphony, et cetera. So it's become very wide-reaching.
So how many years have you been working with Holland America Lines?
Holland America Line came to RWS in 2013, and that was for their production shows, which have now expanded on to Step One Dance Company, Postman and Jukebox, and such. We've done quite a number of different production show and live entertainment experiences for them throughout the years.
You have any favorite experiences you can share with us?
Since I had such a heavy hand in developing Lincoln Center Stage, yes. Lincoln Center Stage. All of us at the company, and I know Bill Prince, who is the Vice President of Entertainment at Holland America Line. I don't want to say that it was unexpected, but it's incredibly received, and it's really just wonderful to be pleasing so many of the Holland America Line guests with this experience.
Perhaps you can briefly describe some of the ships and performers that will be touring in 2020.
Sure. Well, at this point now, we are on the majority of the fleet. We just opened our 11th ship, I think, was the Volendam this past November. But this all started, not to backtrack a little bit, but this all started back in January of 2016, where we did a test run on the Eurodam of Lincoln Center Stage, and then, of course, it opened on the Koningsdam at that time. It was the newest ship in the Holland America Line fleet. But in 2020, we will open on the Zaandam Lincoln Center Stage. And in regards to the musicians, I have to say, Mark, we've been incredibly lucky. I would say that the return rate to the program is about 98%. Almost every single musician asks for at least a second contract. If not, some of them are going on their seventh, you know, since this program began in 2016.
All the musical performances aboard the new Zaandam were wonderful, as I experienced it this past summer. But it was the Lincoln Center Stage Chamber Music Ensemble that offered the most inspiration to me. The Lincoln Center Stage offered a special backdrop that enhanced the breathtaking Norwegian landscapes and the seascapes. So that was the Voyage of the Midnight Sun. So can you give me a little background of how that ensemble came to be?
Sure. Actually, the ensemble that you saw, that ensemble was comprised of four musicians who had already done the program. Three of them already had done it together, and they asked to do another contract together. they roped in another friend, Ben Bartelt, who was one of the violinists, at our auditions at Glenn Gould, the conservatory in Toronto, where Alice Hong, who was another violinist in that ensemble, where she attended, Jeffrey Conker, who was the pianist in that ensemble, auditioned there. Alice knew him, and of course, he's fabulous. So that's really how that ensemble came to be. It was a mix of alumni and a new musician. But yes, they were a very special ensemble and just wonderful people and wonderful musicians.
So I've heard chamber music referred to as the music of friends and also referred to as rational conversation. What comes to mind when you hear these terms?
Really what it is, back in the day, Beethoven and Mozart and, you know, all of the greats would essentially call up their friends and say, come on over, I wrote something, and they would sit and play it in the living room. So it's also sometimes referenced as living room music, you know, with a musician on a part, per se, maybe two, but it's a very small ensemble. You know, you picture Bach back in the day in his living room with jugs of wine, a bunch of friends, and just going to town on an arrangement that he just, you know, composed.
It's also the relationship between the musicians that it's almost like they're talking to each other.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It goes back to that phrase of, you know, the music of friends. But we wanted to try something with this program on Holland America to hook in the audience even a bit more. And it is something that you see more and more if you go to classical music concerts, you know, anywhere around the world, where they are now breaking that fourth wall, if you will, and engaging with the audience, not just musically, but with spoken word of either facts about the composer, the piece, inspiration that they feel about the piece, in their own personal feelings, and making it be an actual discussion about the music, as opposed to, I'm sitting on the stage, I'm about to play this piece, and you're going to sit there and listen. It's more of active listening.
Yes, the ensemble was extremely inviting. What also impressed me was the iPad score.
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about that? How did that come about?
That was really Bill Prince's idea, which I applaud greatly, and it's something that it has been used tremendously. I've been seeing it much more in concert since this program started, but we wanted a very sleek look, and the amount of repertoire that they do play, if we were to use printed paper, those binders would just be so incredibly thick and cumbersome. So at this point now, everything, literally thousands of pages of music are on those iPads. And what I will say is the musicians who have come to us who have never used an iPad before in their performance, usually they will be very nervous to try it out. But by the time the contract, not even by the time the contract's over, probably 3 weeks after using it, they are completely sold and incredibly easy to just carry around this thin, light tablet with all of your music on it as opposed to heavy binders of music.
And what else is going to be featured for 2020? How do you change things up a little bit?
Bill Prince has tasked us with changing the repertoire pretty much yearly because Holland America has such a high repeat passenger rate, the Mariners of Holland America line. So we'd like to give them something new when they return. So we will be changing the repertoire probably to launch in May. And there's some ideas that we're toying around with. We're looking to add a Mozart program. We're looking to possibly add a British invasion program, if you will, which is not, you know, just the Beatles. There will be some classical friends as well. We're thinking of possibly adding a Music for All Ages program because Holland America Line throughout the year does have some of our younger guests. So to invite them to Lincoln Center stage and experience classical music, possibly for the first time. I will say, Mark, that that was Bill's mission in all of this and something that he really wanted us to focus on was to have not just constant classical music, but a mix. Because what you will see, which is incredibly exciting, is you will see the musicians play Ants Marching from Dave Matthews Band, which is followed up with Rhapsody in Blue. And you will see younger passengers, younger guests, start to gravitate towards the hall, stand there, listen to Ants Marching because they know it, come in, sit down, and then stay for the rest of the concert. And I've seen them come back. And these are most likely younger guests who are probably experiencing this type of music for the first time. And I think that's really wonderful. The programming of this has been done very smartly by Bill to invite, you know, as many different guests as possible and to have it be very, I don't want to say accessible, but wide-reaching.
Let me change topics a little bit. Holland America Lines is definitely a leader in the international travel. And it seems the more common ports will embark in Amsterdam and Vancouver, Barcelona. But it's sad to say that you don't see much activity actually leaving New York. To your knowledge, are there any other Holland America cruises that will be leaving New York?
Yeah, the Zaandam will be in New York City.
Why don't you tell me a little bit about those ships being, you know, coming to New York and your feeling of having Lincoln Center Stage on these ships just blocks away from the center itself?
Well, first and foremost, the Zuiderdam and the Zaandam, which when they do arrive in New York City next fall, they both have Lincoln Center Stage. And it's fabulous. You know, the hope is that the passengers, the guests of Holland America Line, will possibly even take a trip to up to the Lincoln Center campus. You know, my own personal hope is, because I am a native New Yorker, that the experience on board the ship inspires them to attend also a concert or any sort of arts experience on the Lincoln Center campus. With the history of cruise lines and entertainment on cruise lines, they've always had live music on board. I mean, I hate to say it, but you can see that it dates back to the Titanic.
Absolutely.
With that chamber ensemble. But they've always had some forms of entertainment and definitely some forms of chamber music, you know, a small ensemble that plays classical music. What Holland America has done is they've taken that model, Bill Prince has taken that model and has really gone to the next level with it, with creating Music Walk. You have all of these fantastic music institutions, B.B. King's Blues Club, Billboard Magazine, Rolling Stone Magazine, and obviously Lincoln Center for the Performing Arts. And that is a statement. When you walk through Music Walk, you know that you are seeing on Holland America Line the best in the world. It is known that Holland America Line is the leading cruise line for live music at sea.
Craig, I thank you for helping add this special segment to New York Harbor Channel. And I want you to know your contribution to the international maritime community is greatly appreciated.
Well, thank you.